Do you find yourself in a certain way competing with yourself, especially since
definitely
you've had a record that's done real well and Closer to Fine was a big song? And
well, not because of how other people feel about it, mm-hmm. because of how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. So but that's true, definitely competing with myself. Not that I'm like a great songwriter and I've written these great songs, but you know, everything's relative to your own thing.
Yeah.
And if I feel like I've constructed a song fairly well and that it's pretty much, see, my whole thing about writing a song is I want to say exactly what, I want it to be clearly understood what it is I'm saying. I try to say it in an unusual way, maybe try to use images, you know,
mm-hmm.
that are creative. And if I've come close to doing that in a song of mine, then I use that to compare it to other songs. I use compare other songs to that, see mm-hmm. if I've done that. And a lot of times it's hard to do. Got to get some distance on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if other people like it after that, then it kind of boosts your confidence mm-hmm. in the song. You know, I don't think anyone can say that they don't care what other people think about their work. I think if they do say that, I think they'd be lying. Anyone.
Would you say, well, our stuff is positive and uplifting? Would you say that overall about your stuff in the first place?
No. I wouldn't use those words to describe it.
What would you say is behind, I mean...
Hope.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of people, well, at least from people we've gotten letters from, specific references to songs, it seems therapeutic, you know? It's like going through the dark part to feel better about it in the end, to come to terms with something. So it's uplifting in that sense.
It's realistic, though. I mean, you couldn't spend your whole life writing songs about the world in a reality-based world and not have anything that was, like, dark. I mean, the world is really screwed up in a lot of ways. It's beautiful in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of pain and suffering. And there's a certain beauty about pain and suffering. Some people don't think there is. I mean, we happen to think there's a certain beauty in that and a certain hopefulness about the humanness of things. And so...
Some people have more of a talent, too, to write, to dig deep and yet be humorous about it.
Yeah.
You know, like Bob Dylan was always great at that.
Yeah, we haven't really captured that talent yet.
Yeah, people who know how to use irony in their songs, and I can't do it. Yeah. Joni Mitchell was really good at that, too.
Yeah, that's definitely a shortcoming. We're not real ironic.
There's such a fine line between irony, sarcasm, satire. You have to, you know, you have to be cautious because if you're going to be, you know, tongue in cheek and be ironic or, you know, or sarcastic. Well, see, I guess the bottom line is, are you cynical and bitter? Because that's not attractive, you know? That's not attractive. And when you said hope, as far as that being like the bottom line,
yeah,
I really get that from what you do and really.
So it is dark. It's dark, but it's not cynical and bitter.
Yeah. That's the hopefulness of it.
I mean, there's some stuff that is.
There is some cynicism, but I wouldn't describe our work overall as cynical and bitter.
No.
At all.
I wrote down one time, because I thought this was important, that someone's definition of cynicism was it just masks a failure to cope. And I thought that was good because... It does seem to be something that you hide behind.
You really said that line. You want us to judge
no,
it,
I swear
right?
to God, no. I wrote it
I
down.
I think cynicism is just like another form of idealism to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, which may be that same thing, I guess.
Idealism?
An idealist who couldn't cope. It becomes cynical.
No, I find this very interesting. But you mentioned, Emily, that there's a song that's
good transition.
That's really happy on this record.
Oh, that's funny.
And what song was that?
You
said there was a happy song.
Well, Watershed's pretty happy.
And what's that
about?
It's
about making choices. It's about all the forks in the roads and all of our lives and not being afraid to make a decision.
Nothing panned out as I planned.
Yeah. Well, that's one line in it. But you know, there are forks in the roads and the whole image of the watershed is where, you know, something dividing water that goes two different directions and either side it fell on, you know, the water or whatever comes out of the sky or whatever it is, could go either way. You know, and it's like a turning point. I love that word. I love that image. So that's what that's about. But it's about, you know, not being afraid of that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty positive.